30th March 2020, Reflection on the Pandemic, Part 2. We talked yesterday about the fact that this pandemic is a permission from God, which is to understand as a rebuke. I listed why this is understandable in terms of the unfolding of the culture of death. So the rebuke comes from the love and care of God. First and foremost, it's about the salvation of the soul of man. Man is to be saved from his lost and God-distant life and, as a child of the Heavenly Father, be at home in his love, which for him the true home means, here on earth, already, and then in eternity. God has done everything for this, and it is now up to the person whether he accepts God's invitation or not, as soon as he has true knowledge of it. The commandments of God are not only suggestions how one could live his life properly, but they are God-given basic conditions for life, as it is already said in the Old Testament. One chooses life by accepting them and obeying them. With their rejection, however, one chooses death. If you do not close your eyes, you will see that the commandments of God are very often disregarded, even in public and in legislation, or at least there is a tolerated practice, for example, abortion. So when evil, confusion and sin take over, then it is not only understandable that God lets such a plague spread, but we will have to see it as a rebuke, so that people return to the true path of life, or at least sincerely seek it. So people are called to sincere conversion. That is the core of all. It is about the conversion of man to God, so that they recognize his love and change their life according to the will of God. One should not be confused. This plague is not a revenge of nature, because we have not dealt with it properly. This is a deception. No, I repeat, it's about conversion to God, a profound moral conversion, a return to God. Without doubt, it is right to perceive the ecological dimension of our lives and to act wisely and accordingly. There is sometimes a great need for improvement here, but this is by no means the most important issue. But unfortunately, this perspective is often not free from ideological deformations. An ecological conversion without moral conversion does not get to the heart what is really at stake. So it would be the hour of the Church. She has been sent by the Lord as teacher of the peoples and is thus in a binding mission. The pandemic now is an emergency, and we must realize that a large part of the Church is not spiritually equipped to deal with the crisis adequately. All too quickly, people are subordinated to the wishes of the respective governments, sometimes even before the government has taken measures. Only a few shepherds point out that the reception of spiritual food in worship is no less important for the faithful than natural food. The indication that special care should be given to the dying and the sick is correct. but too one-sided. The faithful also need spiritual food, especially in times of a global crisis. Hardly anyone in the hierarchy dares to call things by name. Few speak up as one would accept from shepherds who want to protect their flock from spiritual starvation. Here and there are clever and courageous priests who offer their faithful the holy food. May God reward them. Obviously, there is another way than closing churches and avoiding public services. You can see this, for example, in Poland. There's a number of holy masses is in greeting. Without going into details, one would certainly find ways for the faithful to receive holy nourishment if there was a strong will behind it and if one did not immediately agree to everything a state wants to enact. In addition, where the powerful, authentic proclamation of the gospel now? Now would be a special time to give people at least the word of God very richly. They need orientation. Even if the proclamation would be rejected, it would still have been made, and sometimes later on life situations come up in which the word heard is remembered. So, what is to be done? It will be continued.
Today we hear an Armenian song which is sung during the Holy Communion, and it asks for God's mercy and claims to the Most Holy Trinity that she may grant peace to the world, healing to the sick, and the heaven to those who are asleep.
Yeah.